USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Opening the Senate on Monday, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky says the United States must find a responsible middle ground in dealing with the ongoing coronavirus outbreak.
We cannot go back to April, and we cannot go right back to normal. We need new routines, new rhythms, and new strategies for this new middle ground.
McConnell also encouraging everyone to wear a face mask outside their homes. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says President Trump and the Vice President were never briefed on alleged intelligence involving Russian bounties.
There is no consensus within the intelligence community on these allegations, and in effect, there are dissenting opinions from some in the intelligence community with regards to the veracity of what's being reported.
McEnany saying the president is briefed on verified intelligence. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Former police officer Joseph James D'Angelo has admitted to being the Golden State Killer in a trial in Sacramento. He pleaded guilty on Monday to 13 counts of murder with additional special circumstances, as well as 13 counts of kidnapping for robbery in six counties. Judge Michael G. Bowman asked D'Angelo if he understands the terms of the plea deal.
Do you understand the consequences of this plea as I've explained it so far, sir?
The judge also saying that D'Angelo will be sentenced at a hearing on a future date. Only about 39% of Americans say they always practice social distancing. That's according to a new Gallup poll, and that number is only up about 3%, reflecting a plateau in the number of people who continue to follow CDC safety guidelines. The survey also shows 48% of respondents think the COVID-19 outbreak is getting worse, the highest rating since the start of the pandemic. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says the White House is encouraged that coronavirus fatalities are coming down. During a briefing on Monday, McEnany also says there are coronavirus embers that need to be put out across the United States. One of the states that's seeing a notable surge in positive cases is Texas. Republican Congressman from Texas, Dan Crenshaw, joins Fox News and says people need to do their part.
Well, we're definitely concerned. We're always going to tell people to keep taking precautions, wear your mask when you're in confined spaces with other people, always wash your hands, and social distance to the extent that you can. But we don't need to go back to full-on universal lockdowns either. You know, it's important to note something about comparing things in Texas. If you asked average Americans right now, based on media coverage, who do you think is doing better, Germany or Texas? Overwhelmingly, everybody would say Germany. That they're highlighted as this great success story in the COVID narrative. The reality is Texas still has a lower death rate than Germany. In New York, they have 20 times the death rate that Texas does. California has twice the death rate that Texas does. There's also some falsehoods put out about our ICU space, especially in the Houston area. We can surge up to a couple thousand more ICU spaces just in the Houston area. And our hospital administrators came out and said, listen, this is not eclipsing our capabilities.
For more news, you can always check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.